Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Bob Van Voorhis. SpaceX has filed a suit against the California Coastal Commission after it denied a request to expand the number of launches from Vandenberg Space Force Base from 36 to 50. So, Bob, what is SpaceX saying?
Well, SpaceX claims in a suit filed yesterday in federal court in Los Angeles that the California Coastal Commission engaged in what it called naked political discrimination against the company for the expressed political views of Elon Musk. Musk, of course, is the CEO and biggest shareholder of SpaceX, the rocket and space company. Space Force, which launches the rockets out of Vandenberg Air Force Base, Space Force Base, is looking to increase, as you said, from 36 launches to 50. The complaint cites commission members criticizing Musk for his support of Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election and claiming that he is promoting conspiracy theories related to the FEMA response to Hurricane Milton.
Okay, well, what did the commission say when it first made its decision?
Well, the commission has expressed concern about the effect on California coastal wildlife of the sonic booms and other noise from the launches, also light pollution from nighttime launches. A commission spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the suit this morning, but the commission says that it has the commission, which has authority to regulate development and other matters on the California coast, is seeking to at least come into an accommodation with Space Force on these launches, and has said that they would like to have witnesses in front of it from SpaceX.
So they want SpaceX to come and plead their case.
They want SpaceX to come in and justify, how they are going to sort of manage the potential problems with launches and to monitor local wildlife.
Well, you know, protecting the coast, I mean, that's their job. So that seems to, stand. It makes sense that you would deny something based on, sonic booms and concern for the wildlife.
Yeah, that is exactly what they are, what they regulate. The question here, though, is whether this is actually a federal activity that they lack authority over. If it is found by a judge to be a conflict between federal law and state regulation, it's possible that federal law would win. Now, the commission says, hey, most of these launches are commercial launches designed to put satellites up in space and not government-sponsored launches. So we do have some authority here.
So what we're talking about is whether or not the commission has standing to deny the increase in launches.
That's basically right. And the Department of the Air Force and the Space Force have indicated and so far have tried to come to some kind of agreement with the California Commission and with the state just to try to be a good neighbor at Vandenberg.
So they're looking to go from 36 to 50 over what period of time?
Well, they're looking. I believe they've had nearly 36 this year. They want to increase that to 50 next year, and the Department of the Air Force have said that eventually they want to get up to 100 launches.
100 launches a year?
100 launches a year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you would get some environmental groups a little bit concerned about. I mean, doubling that much, if depending on, how close it is to the ocean, what kind of noise is it making and the detrimental effect on the wildlife?
You may well. And, we will see if Space Force is able to come to an agreement with the commission or whether this is going to have to be sorted out in the court.
That is Bloomberg's Bob Van Voorhis. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. You can get that at 8 a.m.